You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Blue Room EWSC podcast with me, Peter McFarlane. It's Derby week, and I am delighted to be joined by a very special guest, a goalkeeper with more clean sheets than a hotel storeroom, our Irish-American and goalkeeping sensation. She's come all the way from New Jersey to the banks of the Royal Blue Mersey. She is Ireland's number one. She's so good, so good, so good. The one, the only, Courtney Brosnan. Courtney, how are we?
Hi, very good. Like that one.
I had to get your chant in there as well, didn't I? I know how much you love your chant. First of all, let's start off by talking about your sort of Everton journey so far. Obviously, joined from West Ham in 2021, at a time when I think Sandy McKeever was here and probably the number one. Towards the tail end of last season, you kind of took that spot as well, which was fantastic for you. But certainly for me as well, something that's always stood out for me is just how much encouragement and how much support you show your teammates and have done throughout your time at Everton. What are your feelings on your time so far at the club?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I've really obviously enjoyed my time here, and I think as a goalkeeper it can obviously be tough if you're not getting minutes and stuff like that, but I think it's just kind of looking for the positives and how you can help the team and what you can do to spring the positivity and the good attitude to training, and just do everything you can to put yourself in the best place to be able to play some minutes. So yeah, it's been great so far.
I think that's it as well. We always say as a supporters club, whether it's, you know, the content that Sarah Halpin does from the training sessions or just seeing it in person, that personality that you have, you know, we have this thing at Everton, the spirit of the Blues, and I think you kind of encapsulate that and you represent our club so well. And as I say, that encouragement that you give, I remember there was a game, I think, against Birmingham, I believe it was last season, and there was a little clip of Simone McGill on the bench. And you were sort of like sort of jigging along to our singing and things like that. And it's something that really doesn't go unnoticed from the supporters club. But again, talking about, you know, your teammates, Emily Ramsey, you seem to have such a great rapport with her and a great working relationship as well. How important is it for you to have, you know, that strong competition in that position as well? And the two of you seem to bring out the best in each other.
Yeah, I think obviously it's so important. I think obviously goalkeeper is such a unique position, so the only people that really know what you're going through are other goalkeepers. So I think that's so important to obviously have that good relationship that I have with Emily. And then obviously, like you said, just be able to push each other in training. And obviously we want the team to do well. We want to keep clean sheets. We want to be winning games. So obviously if we're forcing each other to be better and be at the top of our game every training session and every match, then that's the best for the team. So I think that's what we're trying to do here.
Absolutely. And talking about clean sheets, I mentioned it in your introduction as well. Our stat man, Mike, who does all of our stats for the supporters club, has reliably informed me you're the first goalkeeper to keep four away WSL clean sheets consecutively for 15 years.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? That's pretty impressive. And also kept 10 clean sheets in 19 for the Republic of Ireland. So, yeah. You know, I mean, when you look at those stats, it's no, you know, it's no surprise that when we see your name on the team sheet, we're absolutely delighted, and we know, you know, the type of quality performance you're going to give, not just on the pitch, but also, if you can see my little dog as well in the background, Whiskey.
So cute.
People who listen to this podcast know that Whiskey Blue always makes a little cameo appearance. So he's just yeah. But anyway, yeah. So moving back to the football, yeah. But it's always great to see. As I say, when we see you on the team sheet, we know what we're going to get. We know that, you know, how not just in terms of how you play, but also how much you encourage and how much you lead. And I think a game which exemplified that was Manchester United game away at Lee Sports Village. I mean, that was one hell of a performance from yourself and the defensive unit, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so brilliant.
I think that was obviously great to obviously get the clean sheet and obviously see us all working together and putting our bodies on the line and just, as you said, doing everything we can to keep a clean sheet, get some points against a tough opposition. So I think that was a great showing for us this season, definitely.
Absolutely. And just talking just about your general Everton experience as well and how much this club kind of means to you. I've noticed you've attended a lot of games at Goodison Park, haven't you? And I did notice as well, you were at Stamford Bridge at the weekend, weren't you? Supporting the lads in that amazing 2-2 draw. So would it be fair to say you've caught the Everton bug?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, it's a really special club here and I've really enjoyed my time. So I think it's great to obviously support the lads and obviously help them keep pushing to get points and do well this season. So I think it's just a great experience to be able to go to as many games as I can. So definitely loving that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Evertonians love to see it as well. You know, certainly on Twitter. But once everyone had realised that you were in Stamford Bridge, I think it kind of peaked out. Everyone was like, yeah, he's right. Loving it. Love to see that. Love to see it. And certainly, you know, that translates then into encouraging, you know, fans to come down to Goodison Park on Friday as well. I'm sure, you know, I'm reading some really positive news about the potential attendances and potentially breaking the attendance record as well. So it's really sort of gearing up towards that, which, you know, is brilliant. But yeah, moving on as well, talking about, you know, Evertonians in general, we had a fantastic evening at Goodison Park the other night. And you obviously a major part of that, a massive part of that. How important was that for you as well? Not just to sort of have the tour of Goodison. I'm sure you've been there before, but to sort of meet the fans and sort of interact and get to know everyone.
Yeah, I think obviously it's super important and just really special. Obviously, I think you guys as a supporters club and all our fans do so much and give up so much to be able to come support us and come to the games and cheer us on. So I think it's also really special for us to be able to give something back to you and spend some time together. And obviously it was great to be at Goodison to kind of set the stage for Friday night. So I think we had a blast for sure.
Yeah, it was great fun. We had a good laugh as well, didn't we? And obviously you had one of your sidekicks, Yaya Gali, with you. it's never dull, is it? when you and Yaya are around, it's never dull. It's never dull. Yeah. I saw this video as well that came out where Yaya sort of stops when the camera guy and you and Natalie Bjorn are behind and just totally oblivious to what she's doing.
You could just hear David laughing around the corner and we were like, what's going on over there?
I have to say that was one of like that laugh. I must have watched it 20 times. His laugh is so infectious. It's brilliant. But yeah, as I said, I mean, again, it's just another example of sort of like that camaraderie that everyone has in the squad. And it's just great to see. And it's great to see everyone with a smile on the face as well and seeing this sort of, you know, this unity within the squad. And obviously that's a massively important thing, especially going into Friday's game, which is the big one. Now, we've obviously had a fantastic result at Anfield, which, again, you played a massive part of that. I always have to say this as well, by the way, Courtney, I have been to Anfield a lot of times, like a lot of times, and I've only seen Everton win twice, and it was when Lucy Graham scored the 3-0 this season. Yeah. So I have left that ground utterly deflated so many times over the years, but thankfully, you know, this team have managed to pull off the win twice. But again, going into Friday's game, it is such a momentous occasion for us. I feel like it's all been building up to this in terms of our season. The squad is playing fantastic football. There's such, as I say, I've touched on the unity within the squad. How important is it for you players to go out there and make it 6 points out of six against our Merseyside rivals?
Yeah, I think obviously everyone knows how massive the game is, how important it is for obviously us in the table and just with the rivalry. So I think everyone's really, really up for it and wanting to put in that same performance we did, obviously, at the beginning of this season. And yeah, make it two wins would be amazing. So I think we're all really looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly under the lights of Goodison Park, it is such a special place. I'm sure you've seen it firsthand yourself, you know, on your many trips to Goodison Park. But how will it feel? How different will it feel for you to actually be stepping out, going out to Zed Cars under the lights at Goodison Park in a Merseyside derby?
I think it'll be unbelievable. Obviously, it was so special at Anfield and the memories we created there. And I think it's just more special for us to have that at our home pitch. So I think that's going to be absolutely amazing. And as you said, we're hoping for a big crowd and just get the fans around us and create some more memories on Friday night for sure.
Absolutely. And you'll be getting a great reception from the Gladys Street as well, no doubt. We'll all be there. We'll be singing your name throughout. Don't you worry about that. But yeah, I'll just one final plug as well. We want to try and encourage as many people to get down to Goodison Park as possible, don't we, this Friday night?
Yeah, 100%. We obviously want the biggest attendance that we can get. And we're just really looking forward to obviously putting on a show. And yeah, having a packed out stadium would be amazing for sure.
Oh, that's brilliant, Courtney. Well, thank you so much for your time. I don't want to keep you because I know you've got a lot of preparation to do for Friday. But we'll see you from the Gladys Street at Goodison Park on Friday night.
Amazing.
Give it everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Courtney. Up the toffees.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.